Yak Parents, I'm Sunshine and I'm here with Chelster today. We're really excited to talk with you about just some important things that you need to know before sending your child to camp this summer. So, thank you so much for sharing your child with us, and we look forward to hosting them at camp this summer. So, the purpose of this parent orientation is to share some of our expectations and some important information as you prepare. And we really want to emphasize the importance of you having a trusting relationship with us. We are partners, and together we will make this a great experience for your child, but we do need to be on the same team working together in order to create that experience. So, Chelster and I have many years of experience at GAC. Together, I think we're hitting now 75 summers at camp. And a lot of those have been working with parents and working with our campers and staff, of course, as well. And we've learned over the years that when a parent is very anxious or expresses fear to their child or gives them a message before camp that in some way they can't trust us or our staff, that really undermines the experience that we provide. So we really want to make sure that you're feeling comfortable with us and we're feeling comfortable with you as we start this summer. So please, before sending your child to camp, listen to this orientation video or watch it and review the policies. We have them as brief as we can get them on our website. You do initial that you've read and agree to all of them. So we will not be covering every detail of every policy in this orientation, but we will be covering some highlights. And we do expect that you will take a moment to read through and make sure you understand all of our camp policies, including our parent behavior policy. So for us, it's really important that our parents support all of our camp policies, rules, and regulations. You're also expected to civilly and towards all members of the GAC community, and that includes all of our staff and our contracted vendors providing services like our bus drivers, both on-site and off-site at GAC. We do have, in very rare instances, have had parent behavior that is undermining to camp that has led to a non-renewal or a termination of a camper's enrollment. So it is important that you are comfortable with our standards and our policies before you send your kid to camp this summer.
Hi everyone, I'm Chelster and really looking forward to working with your camper this summer. And now we're going to talk a little bit about what we need from you, the parent. And it's really important that as you're filling out forms and talking with us leading up to camp, that you really disclose all the important information before camp so we can prepare and accommodate your camper while they're with us. So that might include any diagnoses, recent hospitalizations, eating disorders, things that we need to know in order to help your child and support them well this summer. As Sunshine mentioned, this re relationship is really based on trust. So we're asking you not to sneak in cell phones, not insisting on talking to your child while they're at camp. It's important that we have this trust so that your camper's successful and we're able to provide them the best experience possible. Please prepare yourself and your child for this time apart. For some of you, this might be the first time that you'll be apart for you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks at a time. And preparing is not just about the packing and the forms, but be emotionally prepared for the experience. There's resources available online. We talk about kid sickness. That's when you, as a parent, are really missing your child and you keep hitting the refresh button to see if any new photos or news have popped up in your app. So we have some tips for you as a parent of how to spend your time at home or away on vacation while your camper is with us at camp. We also have a lot of resources on homesickness, and that will help your child. Remember that you're giving your child an incredible gift by letting them go to camp, a gift that many parents are too anxious to give to their child. It really also helps talking to friends whose children have gone away to camp as well. So make sure that you communicate with your child before camp that they need to go to an adult at camp if they need support of any kind. And this is really, really important. So if they're cold at night and need an extra blanket, if another camper is bothering them, please make sure that they tell an adult at camp. They're used to telling parents or grandparents or aunts, uncles at home, but at camp, they really need to be able to tell counselors or head counselors. They'll meet everyone on their first day of camp. So their counselors, assistant directors, directors, other people like camp mom and dads, nurses and doctors. We have a big team to help our campers, so they'll know who they can go to, but please just remind them that it's important to tell an adult if they need something. And we also ask that parents really cooperate with our cabin assignments. It takes a long time to make sure that we have balanced cabins. We want to make sure that we're not putting large groups together from the same area. Camp's all about meeting new people and making new friends. So mutual requests, one camper requests another camper and vice versa, and they're the same age, then it should not be a problem at all to put them in the same cabin. But do realize that, cabin requests need to be to us well before camp even starts.
All right, so let's talk about some communication expectations. Chelster already mentioned just one of our fundamental things about camp is that we don't have any screens at camp. So that means that your child does not bring any screen, connected watch, other devices to camp with them. And that is an amazing opportunity for your child. We know it's quite unique in this time to have an extended period of time with no screens, but we know there's a huge value in well-being for our kids and for all of our staff as well, who are also unplugged at camp. So with that benefit though, comes for you no longer having that access of if you're used to, for example, texting or tracking or kind of surveilling your child a lot of the time, which we know many parents do these days, you will have a break from that during their time at camp. So this is really important. And I'm just going to reiterate what Chelster already mentioned. If you choose to sneak a phone in your child's luggage, or you talk to your child about how, you just want to make sure that they can reach you if they need to, that is communicating that you do not trust us with your child, and you're communicating that to your child as well. So that really undermines our ability to provide them with the experience that we have set up for them. So please, please make sure that you are checking that your child is not bringing any device to camp with them, and collect those items yourself before camp. Also, I think it's really a good opportunity for you to think of this time as a break for you and an opportunity to just step back a little bit from that, while at the same time allowing your child to have a really important growth in their feelings of confidence and independence and ability to make decisions and talk to other adults and do things without you. So this is really a fundamental thing to us. You've probably read in newspapers about parents going to extremes to sneak phones or sneak burner phones. We really feel like it's an important thing that you know that that is not okay for many reasons, and mostly for what it communicates to your child about your level of trust for us. All right, let's talk now about camp photos. If you've sent your child to camp before, you may know that we post some photos of campers at camp during the session. And just want to make sure that you understand our photo philosophy. We have it all in detail on our website. So please read through our whole camp photo philosophy. But just understand that while we have a team of photographers, they are not going to be following your child to every activity. In fact, what we expect of them is that they get each cabin group, one activity per week. They also will be taking photos of morning assemblies and age group social events and backpacking trips and some different things as well. So you may see more than just your child at their one activity. You might see them getting their clean cabin award or at a social event. So we really, we are tracking in our media office which groups we've taken photos of. We really, really try hard. But that being said, you will most definitely not see as many photos of your child as you would like. And we apologize for that in advance, but we have close to 300 campers. We have 5 hardworking photographers, and we really do our best. We also don't want camp to become just another place where every moment is recorded. We know that that's sort of part of the culture now, that kids, you know, whether they're getting an award at school or doing something at sports, are often the event is being recorded. At camp, we actually want most events to just be happening and be able to be present in them without being concerned about how we look or how it's going to appear in a photo. So with that being said, a really important note, one thing that parents have done in the past, because of being concerned about not being able to have phone calls or texts with their child, they've told their child to give a symbol in photos. So sometimes it's one thumb up or a hand on the ear or two thumbs up or different things. And what we've found is, first of all, this does cause stress for children. For example, they could be in a sailboat, steering the boat with their one hand on the main sheet and one hand on the tiller, and they are happy and enjoying sailing, but they cannot give the symbol that their parents have instructed them. So just know that this is, again, something that hopefully as a parent, you can recognize that if you see your child experiencing camp and in a few photos, having a good time with their friends, that should be reassurance enough. And again, you can always call us if you're concerned about your child's experience in any way. But having your child do some kind of hand signal does also kind of undermine and actually cause them a little bit more stress. So also just recognize that our photographers are not professional photographers. They are mostly college students, many of whom former campers who come up. So they are doing their best, but again, this is not going to be the quality of like what you might get at a wedding or with a professional photographer. So we appreciate you just giving us some grace regarding the photos. We really do our best, but it is something that we do often hear from parents about during the summer, and it can be discouraging to our media team who is doing the best they can. We will be uploading photos approximately 3 days per week. So 3 different uploads per week. So we won't be doing big uploads of photos every day. And we will send out on our Campanion app a little note when or a message when photos are uploaded. So you know when to check, so you don't have to keep looking for them.
All right. Now I'm going to talk a little bit about when we'll contact you. So your child was with us at camp, and here are some reasons we may reach out to you. Of course, you'll receive news and photos and things, and that's, of course, part of the communication that you'll receive from Gold Arrow Camp. But we'll reach out to you by either giving you a call or a quick email, depending on the circumstances. But if your camper is treated for any illness or injury that requires them to miss an activity or stay overnight in our wellness center, one of our wellness center staff will contact you, care that they've been giving your child. You will not be contacted, however, if your child just receives minor first aid. So if they get a splinter removed or they got, you know, some ointment for dry skin, those sort of items, you won't be contacted for that. We'll also contact you if your camper is very, very homesick. If they're experiencing mild homesickness that is completely normal, we won't be contacting you for that. But if they're very homesick and showing some signs of, you know, not adjusting during those first few days of camp, we'll reach out to you because we really want to partner with you in helping your child adjust to camp. The other reason we might reach out is if your camper's behavior is not meeting our camper standards. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in just a little bit of this parent orientation. But those are some reasons why we may reach out to you. Of course, you can always contact us at camp. And so, for example, if you receive a sad or concerning letter that your camper has written to you, or something's happened at home that may impact your camper and they got a letter or email about it, those are some reasons that you may want to contact us. As far as communication from you, there's a couple different ways. Of course, you can write letters using snail mail, and campers always enjoy receiving letters. We give mail out every day except for Sunday. Please, no packages. Those tend to just get put to the side, and we found out over the years that kids don't really care about packages. They're too busy having fun, and so just mail anything that can take a one first class stamp. And then also you can do one-way emails. The easiest way is probably through your companion app, or you can do it through your MyGAC login. It's one-way email, so your camper will not be emailing you back. However, we do print your email at the end of the day around 4 o'clock, and it'll go into their mailbox for that evening, except for Sundays. For international campers, so if you live outside of the United States, we will scan and email your camper's letters to you, so that, because, you know, it would take too long to reach you in another country. So if you get a sad letter or concern, please call or email us. This is how the process works. You'll call or email. Our office staff will assist you. They'll leave a message for an assistant director or director. We're all out in camp having fun with your kids. So once we get the message, we'll check in. Likely it's usually with the counselors of the cabin, depending on the question or concern that you have. And then we'll call you back and let you know how your camper is doing. All right, now we're going to talk a little bit about our behavior system at camp. And please make sure that you review the camper standards of behavior with your child before camp. That's very, very important. You may have done it early on because we've sent you that information already, but it's also a really great idea to do it right before they leave for camp, maybe the week before, just to reiterate and go over those expectations. All of our campers are expected to treat campers and staff with respect at all times, and value each camper's right to have a fun experience. And if you have any concerns that your child may not be able to meet our behavior expectations, please give us a call now to discuss that, and we can talk through some different scenarios. So if your child does need correction, their behavior needs correction, we have a progressive system, and this is how it works. So our leadership staff and counselors provide clear expectations from the start of camp. So that first day of camp, the cabin group talks about how they want to operate as a cabin, how they want to treat one another, and they have that conversation. They usually come up with a cabin agreement so that everyone's on the same page. So depending on the behavior that a camper is exhibiting, the first response is usually just coaching from the counselor. Use positive behavior strategies that the counselors have been trained to use, and the tools that they have in their toolbox to help correct that camper behavior. The next step is if that behavior progresses, then a head counselor will get involved. If the behavior continues, then an assistant director or director will likely become involved, and we may call you and ask for assistance of how to best work with your camper. We have a behavior improvement plan that we will talk with you and the camper about, and to make sure that those behaviors do not continue throughout the duration of the session. And if there's no improvement and just a blatant disregard for others' safety or well-being, you will be contacted and need to pick up your camper early. So often it does not get to this stage, but we like to let our parents know what that behavior system entails in case we need to put it into play during camp. But going over those camper expectations before your camper arrives is really a great idea to help squash any of those things that might come up, like perhaps at home they use foul language, and that's okay in your home, and that's fine. But at camp, we have campers as young as 6 years old, so things like that, that it's just they're not able to control while they're at camp, conflict that they have with other kids in the cabin that aren't resolving with the help from our counselors, assistant directors, and directors. We may have to give you a call and work out some different techniques to help your camper. All right, now I'm going to talk a little bit about healthcare at camp. So at camp, we have our wellness center. And so if a camper is not feeling well, or they need to take routine medications while they're with us at camp, then they'll go to our wellness center. We have two to three nurses and a doctor, and they're there to care for any of the needs that our campers and staff have during their stay with us. If your child takes routine prescription or routine over-the-counter medications, those will all need to be kept in our wellness center. That's an ACA guideline and part of our accreditation. So all medication must be kept in the wellness center. So if your child does take routine medications, you'll want to complete the pink medication card, and that card is sent to you in April, and you'll want to make sure that the dosage on the prescription matches the dose that you are going to write on the card. We strongly, strongly encourage you to seek out single packaging prescription dosing. And that can be done. CVS is one pharmacy that does that, but I believe there are several others depending on where you typically get your camper's medications, but that really helps our system at camp. So if you can, please make sure that that's done in single dosage packaging. If not, please make sure that the medication comes in the original container. And if it's an over-the-counter medication that they're taking on a routine basis that you're sending to camp, please make sure they're not an industrial size Costco bottle. Those are hard to store in our wellness center, so we appreciate sending the smaller version of that medication. You can go to our medications page for detailed instructions, and we make sure to share that link with you a lot between now and camp, and we've already shared that link, so make sure you go there for more detailed instructions. And on the first day of camp, you'll bring the pink medication card, the medication in a Ziploc bag with your camper's name, and submit it to our camp staff who will be checking you in. Please make sure you also send extra pills just in case one falls through the crack of the deck while they're going to the medication window to get their medication. Typically, kids will go after meals or at bedtime. The wellness center is conveniently located right next to our dining porch, so it's easy for the kids just to pop by the medication window to pick up what they need, and they're on their way with their cabin group. If your camper has any severe or extensive allergies, please set up a call with us. We also may have you set up a call with our food service manager if your camper has a food allergy, and that will be done closer to your child's session.
Thank you so much for joining us for this parent orientation. We are here to help, so feel free to send us an email or give us a call anytime. And be sure to spend some time in the Get Ready for Camp section of our website, which guides you through each step you need to take as you prepare for camp, including all the forms and their due dates. Many forms are due May 1st, and so we appreciate you taking the time to get those done. We do recognize that sometimes the physician's exam form might be a bit later because of meeting insurance guidelines and waiting a year. Please be sure to just let us know if we're going to, when we can expect it. We do need that form prior to your child coming to camp. And during your child's session, be sure that you have the Campanion app downloaded. And if you set up the facial recognition, that might be helpful to you to see more of the picture that come up of your child. It's not a perfect system. You may see other children that who look like your child as well, but it's something that might be helpful to you. And again, like Chelsea said, please feel free to call us if you get a sad letter or have any concerns or just need some peace of mind. We are here for you, and we look forward to partnering with you to provide a fantastic camp experience this summer. Thanks again for listening.